on your mobile apps on 97.8 and now on DAB. This is Gateway.
From the Sky News Centre at 10, anti-terror police say they're continuing to investigate a crossbow attack in Leeds despite the death of a man suspected of carrying it out. 38-year-old Owen Lawrence died in hospital from self-inflicted injuries. He lived near the scene in Headingley, where two women suffered serious injuries on Saturday. Our correspondent Greg Milam says officers are studying social media posts.
On one of those, images posted of a number of weapons, also referring in those social media posts to the fact that he'd explored far-right ideologies and conspiracy theories, and also that he planned to attack that pub crawl popular with students in this part of Leeds.
A jury has heard two friends who are accused of chopping down the Sycamore Gap tree kept a chunk of the landmark as a trophy. Daniel Graham and Adam Carruthers deny criminal damage. The husband of a murdered MP has condemned a Belfast rap group who appear to have called for fans to kill their MP at a gig in 2023. Kneecap say their comments were taken out of context. Brendan Cox, who is married to Joe Cox, says that's not good enough. Amazon says suggestions the site could give users a breakdown of the added costs of tariffs on its products aren't true. The White House described the idea as a hostile act. Prince William has described the Isle of Mull as wonderful as he spends his 14th wedding anniversary with Kate on the island. The couple first visited the Inner Hebrides when they were students over 20 years ago in 2003. They're spending the night at a self-catering cottage on the island. Sally McCall from the Tobermory Fish Company says it's an honour to have them visit the island.
What we've been trying to achieve is we've been recognised for it, and it was really nice. I'm going to get emotional now, but yeah, we're really excited and really honoured to have them up.
And Arsenal suffered a 1-0 defeat in the first leg of their Champions League semi-final against Paris Saint-Germain. Ousmane Dembele scored the goal for the French club at the Emirates Stadium. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw.
There are two types of drive you can have on the motorway. One that feels like this.
Or one that feels
like this. The difference is just a few little changes, like giving more space to the car in front or not hogging the middle lane. Because being a little more considerate on the road actually reduces congestion and collisions, which transforms everyone's journey. So we all feel a little less and a lot more National Highways.
All the hits.
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now on DAB, across Essex. Across Essex.
All right, you got it.
This is Gateway. Nice and easy. With yours truly, Stephen King. On Gateway 97.8. Our local radio.
Your feet in your
cried out. Well, all cried out by Alice and Moyo. Fantastic 80s. One of our Basildon and Lass there come from Leyndon there. And welcome to your cuddly Steve. Stephen King with a very croakery voice after having a bit of a virus last week as well. So we've we've had AI step in at Stephen King 2. Yeah, stepped in last week, done the show as well. Very, very good. I thought it was very good, but the directors gave him the sack. How can you sack AI? Interesting. Be the first station to do that. Anyway, welcome back. And thank you for your well wishes for me recovery. And, well, I'm on top of the form. Well, 98% on form for you tonight. Bringing to you to lovely, nice and easy music. So sit back, pour yourself a nice cup of tea. Boil up the kettle first, please. And we'll have a nice smoothie cup of tea between me and you. Any dedications you can do, kindly email them to studio@gateway978.com. It's studio@gateway978.com. And see what I can plug out the bag for you and give it a whirl for you tonight as well. Yes, it's Tuesday night. It's all live. Playing all nice and good dedicated. Got a few dedications tonight. Some unusual ones I haven't heard for ages. Pleasure to play those as well. Hey, this is a good old classic.
Gotta write a classic.
I just said that.
Gotta write it in an attic. I'm an addict now. An addict for your love. I was a street boy, and you was my best toy. Found it easy to annoy you, but you were different. Seems I just keep living for dreams, and it's not what I mean. I mean, it's not what it seems. I just keep living for dreams. Gotta write a classic,
and I'm out of control without you.
Gotta write it in an ad.
nice and easy. With yours truly, cuddly Stephen King on Gateway 97.8, our local radio.
Playing that in a minute, actually. The Water Boys, and it's called the Glastonbury Song. Ain't heard that one. 1993 that came out. Not heard it much on radio. It's one of those rarity ones, actually. But it does put you in the mood of the old, you know, we're in that season now. It's summer now, and it's all concerts and, you know, Glastonbury concerts. It's that time. And that's a nice little warm-up in it, just to get you in the mood of going to see bands and have fun in the heat and the summer. I remember Glastonbury. I'd love to go there, but I'd love to go when it really pours down of rain and you get the mudslides, you know. The old, good old 70s mudslides. Glastonbury's not the same without a mudslide, is it, really? But, yeah, wonderful time of year this is. Loads and loads of activities you can attend to. There's one activity is also on the top of our list is the VE Day of the celebration of commemorance of the 80 years of remembrance. And now Walt Tyler are doing a great big display of all the past veterans and all that and everything at Walt Tyler at the Green Centre. Now that's happening on this Saturday at the 3rd, goes right through till the 10th of May as well, and it's all in this great event this month of the 80th anniversary of E-Day. Really must go down there and see all the photographs. He's fantastic, really is as well. Gilbert O'Sullivan now, here on the Nice and Deasy with you, with yours truly, Stephen, getting on my mouth. I think I've got my teeth all clattering around here. Yeah, very good, actually, using that super glue. I wouldn't advise you to use super glue anyway, but Gilbert O'Sullivan now. Lovely song.
To make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go on as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to who wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, if He really does exist, why did He?
Gateway 97.8.
Tired of drifting and searching, shifting from town to town. every time I slip and slide a little further down. I can't blame you if you won't take me back. After everything I put you through, but honey, you're my last hope, and who else can I turn to?
Voice, isn't it? That David Soul and Silver Lady, 1977. I was around about 6 years old then. And I remember listening to that constantly on radio and bobbing my head to that song as well. And when my mum turned off the radio, that's it. I was crying. And then she turned it on and I stopped crying. I think that's where I fell into radio completely. Now that's the history of my interest in radio. Anyway, lovely song, fantastic. Got a dedication, the first one tonight. I know it's a bit late, isn't it? I'm terrible, isn't it? I'm just busy making a cup of tea for myself, actually. But this one is for Danny. Thank you very much, Danny. He sends my wonderful song every week. Some unusual, some familiar ones, and some we haven't heard of for a long, long time. Especially this one. It's a singer-songwriter, Bob Merrill. I hope I said that right. It's Merrill. He was the original sing and songwriter for that. And there's been other artists as well who actually done that version as well. But this is the original version of this. It's called How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? Here's your request, Danny, and thank you very much for your wonderful request. Here's your song.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must make a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If she has a dog, she won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I read in the paper there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. If she has a doggy to protect her, he'll scare them away with one bark. How much is that doggy at the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
That's the original version many, many years ago. This is a 1953 version, and Linda who sung this one is How Much Is That Doggy in the Window, 1953, and then Spot the Dog When It Yaps as well.
Lights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishes.
You get two for the price of one here on this station, Gateway 97.8. There you go, Danny. You got two there. You got the Bob version. You got the Linter version as well, with the sound effects of the dog, actually. Quite a cute little dog, actually. I can't bring myself to see if I can get frightened over it, you know. But it certainly frightened the robbers away, didn't it? Wonderful song. Thank you very much, Danny, for your request. From one request to another, Jim and Linda wants a song from the Beatles. I ain't played this one on this show for a long, long time, and it's quite a nice one. It's called Bob, Baby, It's You. Thank you very much, Jim. Lovely song. Here's your song.
Sha-la-la-la-la. It's not the way you smile that touched my heart.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Oh, many, many, many nights go by. I sit alone
'cause baby, it's you. They say about you, cheat, cheat, sha-la-la-la-la. They say you never, 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 ever been true.
Cheat, cheat,
but oh, it doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do? And it's true. Baby, it's you.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
And easy with yours truly, cuddly Stephen King on Gateway 97.8, our local radio.
bit of saxophone there. I do love that one. David and Stewart and a beautiful song from the 80s. It just puts you in a different world, doesn't it, that song? Fantastic, brilliant one. Thank you for your request, Roz. This one, no, I haven't played this one on as nice and easy. It's called Peter, Paul and Mary. It's called Puff the Magic Dragon. It's quite a sort of... Yeah, it's a catchy tune. You like it. I like it. Thank you for your request, Roz. And superb. Pleasure to play this one. What you'd be humming that tomorrow, actually. Puff the Magic Dragon, thank you very much, Roz, for your request. I tell you what, that's sort of a catchy tune, isn't it? It just, it's a sort of earworm. It sort of goes in the ear and it just rattles in your brain, and you just can't get it out of your brain, can you, really? It's just one of those songs, isn't it? Puff the Magic Dragon, thank you. What a choice of song. Thank you very much, Roz. Lovely request here for Paul. He wants Fat Dominoes, and it's called Blueberry Hill. Yeah, it's a proper classic one, 1956. Here you go, Paul.
I found my thrill. On Blueberry Hill. steer on Blueberry Hills. It lingered until my dream came true. The wind in the willow played love's sweet melody.
And easy on Gateway 97.8.
You're out there on your own.
wonderful song from the Eagles, and I Try and Love Again. That's my song of the week on this show as well. Gateway 97.8 on FM and also on DAB and also online as well, yeah, and FM. And everywhere, yeah. Our community radio from the heart of Basildon to East Thurrock and everywhere. Our community radio serving you, the listener, with all the information. If you want to know a bit more about us and how you want to get involved, you can do by just visiting our website. It's all the W's, gateway978.com. Gateway978.com. And have a little browse. It doesn't hurt to have a little browse, you see, and see what we're all up to, and all the up-to-date information as well is all there as well. And keep in tune with all the up-to-date information as well. It's going to be a busy month in May as well. Very emotional, a month of May as well. So there you go. Dedication for Richard. And now I haven't forgotten your dedication. I know it's a bit late, sorry. And I hope you're staying awake for your dedication. He's been working, beavering along there. Lists, getting through that list, I believe, Richard, yeah. he wants this one. I haven't heard for a long time. It's Glenn Ferry. I think it's Frey, and it's called The Heat Is On. He is very busy.
Street.
Nice and Easy with Stephen King on Gateway 97.8, our local radio.
Supremes, that's it for me, your cuddly Stephen King here. Make yourself a nice movie cup of tea, because you've got Fish coming up after the 11 o'clock news with Late Night Love here on Gateway 97.8 and also on DAB as well. And that's it. Join me again next time with a wonderful selections of nice and easy music and middle-of-the-road music and a lot of your dedications as well. Just keep them coming in. Gonna leave you in a walk in the Black Forest. That sounds spooky, doesn't it? Anyway, take care. God bless. Don't work too hard.
on 97.8 and now on DAB. This is Gateway.